Hello, my name is Tracy Hammond, and I'm going to read four poems from This Is Not Eden, published by Thistledown Press. Throwing Hammers on a Public Street. Because I never had a nickname, I've always been mindful of me. I lost a maiden name in a church on the south end of a city in October after an unusually cold fall where everything died too soon. When your name relaxed against mine, I leaned into the sound, a horse bending into the wind whenever you were spoken. The sound of my name settled on your lips, forgotten melody of a piano, tune you played. Her name was a quick thrust of tongue you stripped like underwear. I cast off your rings one day, 3 years later, when I couldn't shake this name. Laws of the Wild. This is not Eden. There is no red fruit. There are no tomatoes dropping from lush vines. You hunger. This is normal. Appetites like words, snake into sound. But you should never attempt more than one wild thing at a time. Desire, like popular scent, will give you away. And you must understand, there is no feast gathered at the foot of this forest. You consume what you catch when you can. Picture Show. A shoe in the road starts the engine rolling, a memory sputtering with fumes. A hushed crowd watches. In a picture rated 18A, she throws a shoe with javelin precision, aiming at his head, striking above the brow. He storms back, a wild bear, impaling her with his hand at her throat, a witch at the stake, a fist raised, her voice chants in his head, "Do it, do it." The crowd cries, too young for some of the scenes. He is a bear and she a bird. This sickens her and she beats her wings harder, knowing she will lose. The shoe in the road brings her back from the show. She drives over it again and again, pulverizing it into nothing. Belly button words. I carried my belly, a pelican stomaching a fish, for 9 months. Skin taut like a rubber band around a jar, working every day, standing. They'd always ask, "So, what are you hoping for?" I heard them. I told them. Puppies. Maybe a small litter. "Oh," they'd say, "go on." Less fuss, I'd say. "Go on. None of that teenage stuff." They'd snort their disgust. I returned to school, university, milking words and babies, textbook mother. They'd always ask, "So, what are you taking?" They fish. "English." "What?" "English major." "What do you want to do? Teach?" I hear them. Belly button words. "Yeah," I say. "Sex. 101. "Oh," they say. "Go on. What are you going to do with that?" "Why do I have to do anything with it? Thoughts fly. Flying fish." "So why are you going to school?" They hope for a catch. Never catching on. "Maybe I want to write." I give them a nibble. "What are you going to write about?" "You," I say. "Oh," they say, "go on."